Hello, Steve. Hello, Jill. It's time to game classy.
Jesus Lord, turned down those levels. Holy Christ.
I was Bilbo yesterday, last night. Yeah. I was Bilbo. Yeah, I went on an adventure.
In your apartment.
In my apartment. I went on an adventure.
Yeah, I've been dealing with too much adult stuff. I need to go on an adventure.
Adult things.
Oh, it was just like since the last
Is it adult situations?
It was adult
themes and adult situations.
It was like, you know, when you watch a little kid's cartoon and the little kid's like, I want to be an adult, and then he like becomes an adult and they're like doing all this mundane stuff they didn't know they had to do, and it's just like really annoying and tedious. That was my life for the last 2 weeks.
That's like the episode of Gumball where they become men.
Yeah, pretty much. It was like, oh, Joe,
because we're men,
your front tires are all worn out, you got to get new tires. All right. Nice. Hey, the spring on the garage door broke, you got to replace that. All right. The tree is dead in the backyard, you got to get that taken down. All right. That's seriously been my life for the last.
Behold your mundane mediocrity and despair.
I know. And it's just, yeah. But I get to go to the Renaissance Fair tomorrow, so I'm excited about that.
Motherfucking Bristol.
Yeah.
You gonna get a giant turkey leg?
Yeah.
You gonna get hammered?
No, because I'm still on my diet.
Are you recording?
So, yeah.
No, okay. Usually the thing is flashing, so I don't know.
Yeah. It's recording.
All right, good.
I'm still on my diet, so it's not real, like, I'm not going to go too overboard. So.
Fucking turkey.
I know. Well, I don't even know if I'm going to do the turkey.
Turkey is good for me. Turkey is good for me.
Yeah, I lost 15 pounds in 2 weeks, so I'm doing pretty good right now. So,
good. I mean,
exercising.
If you switch to a whole foods plant-based diet, guaranteed to lose weight.
I've just been eating nothing but pork. That's just been my diet.
Also, that's not actually a good thing.
It's my non-halal diet.
Well, it's like I've done many diets and I've looked at a lot of things. There's actually a weird. I don't know. There's an interesting phenomena called skinny fat. There's people who've used it incorrectly. What skinny fat actually is, I found this out. So the standard American diet is so bad.
Yeah.
Some people just don't get fat from it.
Yeah.
And some people do. However, the people who don't get visibly fat from it, they actually are just as unhealthy as someone who is super fat. Because what they do actually get is basically a layer of congealed fat around their organs. So the only difference is, which, I mean, obviously sucks the person who's a fatty, is you can see how fat someone is.
Yeah.
But the person who looks normal is in just as bad a shape health-wise, but they don't show it. So yeah. I thought that was interesting. That's fucked up.
I find the science dubious. Dubious at best.
True.
I need a citation. A citation needed.
The fucking health board of the United States of America? Is that too good for you, commie?
America. Yeah, and I'm missing out my...
Bad be American, where I can eat deep-fried Snickers.
And I'm missing out on my morning workout because I'm here recording at 9 o'clock in the morning. Can't get my gains. Steve, you're ruining my gains.
Working out. That's for suckers.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Penn Jillette lost fucking 150 pounds and he didn't do a single fucking thing.
Oh, yeah. Didn't he just get his stomach stapled?
Nope. Just changed his diet.
Yeah.
Diet is like 99.9% of losing weight.
Well, yeah. I want to look good. I want to get my beach body on.
Which is why Americans are so fat. Because
doing some
99.9% your diet.
Doing some P90X. Doing some CrossFit. Lifting some tires.
America's all about adding sugar.
Yeah. No, it's like been adult week for me, and I've just been miserable being an adult for the last 3 weeks.
I bought Smaug last night.
Oh, really? Oh, you bought the fucking Forge World Smaug?
I did.
You son of a bitch, and you don't have it out here for me to look at and like drool over and dribble jizz on?
It's coming. It's super. Dude, the model's gorgeous.
You ordered it. It's not here yet.
I ordered it. Yeah, so I quit smoking. It's been a month.
Adult time with Steve and Joe.
Yeah, I quit smoking.
Yeah.
It has been 1 month, Ooh. I've made an entire, and other than the previous time I quit smoking, which lasted for 6 months, which was much fucking easier than this time.
Well, you're not doing the e-cigarette this time, right?
I cold turkey.
Oh, yeah.
Cold turkey. Well, I cold turkeyed last time as well. But what I did, the first time I quit smoking, I didn't actually, like, set out to quit smoking. Is my thing not hooked up?
No, I'm just moving you back because you're so goddamn loud.
Okay, my headphones aren't, like, I can't even hear myself. So the first time I quit smoking, I didn't really set out to quit smoking. I was unemployed. It was after workshop.
Yeah.
And
you just couldn't afford cigarettes.
It wasn't about affording it because I was painting so many models and selling them online and doing commission work and collecting unemployment at the same time. I was actually making more money than I was making at workshop.
Yeah.
So it wasn't about the actual cost. It just I got super into World of Warcraft, which is not a thing you almost spit soda.
Spit popped it there.
Yeah, I got super into World of Warcraft.
You know what? I was super into World of Warcraft for like a 3 year period in the mid 2000s. Yeah. I think everybody was who was in the gaming world.
It was my first like actual delve because like I shit on World of Warcraft a lot and I was like, oh, it's fucking stupid. Like I hate Blizzard. Blizzard's dumb. And when I was unemployed, I was like, fuck, I have nothing to do. Like I would paint models and then I would. They'd get done super fast, and I'm like, "Fuck! I have nothing to do anymore." And two of my friends were also laid off at the time. And
let's start a guild.
Well, they were like, "Hey, we're playing World of Warcraft. You want to play?" And I was like, "Sure, whatever. Fuck. Okay, fine." And then I tried it, and Wrath of Lich King, their fucking starter content, like the free stuff. Holy shit!
That was great. Yeah,
they knew what they. They knew what they were doing.
I played all the way up to Burning Crusade, so.
So I got super into it, and then I just played WoW. So when it, like, you know, at some point while I was playing it, I was just like, yeah, you know what? Fuck it. I'm not gonna go to 7-Eleven and fucking get smokes. I'm gonna fucking finish this goddamn dungeon. So, you know, I kept playing it, and I was quit for about 6 months, and it wasn't even a thing, but. When I got to sit in my house playing WoW for fucking hours.
When I would smoke. I had made a point of not to smoke in my apartment,
mm-hmm.
but there was like a couple winters where it was really, really, really fucking cold. So I'd be at my computer playing WoW, and I had a rubber hose hooked up to like
I
would blow into the rubber, and I had two of them. I'd have one that I would keep the cigarette in while it was burning.
You just fucking the horn of Gondor, like someone fucking saw your smoke coming out the window, and they're like, Boromir, fucking ran over.
It was like, say one thing for Joe, it's that Joe can rig anything if it makes his life somewhat easier.
You can rig things. To the honor of laziness.
Yes, if it makes my life slightly easier, I will spend 7 hours building it
for the glory.
Yeah, exactly.
So I quit smoking again now.
Yeah,
which is much more difficult because I have a high stress job where fucking everyone smokes, and I'm surrounded by people smoking all the time. And my desk is right by the door, so when people go out for a cigarette, I smell it, I see it, they come in, and I get blasted in the face by like the.
Oh, you love getting blasted in the face.
Well, not by the scent of cigarettes,
huh?
Because I'm like, fuck, I really want a fucking cigarette. Oh my god. So what I did is I just fucking did it cold turkey. I don't know. I was like, fuck it. I held on, and it's been 4 weeks at work, and that was the challenge, because for a good amount of time, I wouldn't smoke at home, or I'd only smoke on the weekends at home, like, you know, on Saturday, yeah. Sunday, and then on the weekdays, I didn't smoke. So, huge challenge, so I just cut it down. So what I did, I bought that Smaug.
Yeah.
And I put that Smaug on a credit card, and I am going to pay the price of a pack of cigarettes every day on that Smaug.
Oh, nice. That's a smart idea.
Yeah. And I was like, because I mean, I was actually inspired by this idea because while I was totally hammered yesterday, I was like, you know what? I fucking saved $200 already by not smoking. So I'm like, fuck it. I'm getting a Smaug. And at Adepticon 2016, there's a 750 point Lord of the Rings tournament. Yeah. I'm going with Smaug.
Nice.
He's 700 points.
And you're bringing 50 points of like goblins.
You can't. The Smaug list is Smaug.
Nice.
It's the Smaug warband, because the Hobbit like really fucking improved that game. And I was gonna, we'll get into other things, but I actually want to talk about the Lord of the Rings miniatures game. At some point.
Okay.
But
yeah,
so
I have nothing prepared. I've been being adult all week. I haven't had any chance to do anything.
But yeah, Smaug is Smaug. His warband is just Smaug. So you can't use any other miniatures. So 700 points, Smaug.
Nice.
Yeah. So I'm gonna fucking play it. It's gonna be awesome.
Guy brings Aragorn. He's like might.
Dude, Smaug has 6 might. And he gets to spend 1 might for free a turn.
Oh, Jesus.
And his flame is his breath attack. If it hits, and it wounds, whatever it hits just dies. It's just like, bleh. Bleh. Yeah, he hits a model and he does an AoE attack. It's within 2 inches of whatever he hits. And then anything he wounds just is dead outright. It doesn't matter how many wounds it has.
This sounds like a good Steve list.
It's cool. Well,
this sounds like an Age of Sigmar list.
Smaug's actually also has a very cool design where if you nat 6 to hit and nat 6 to wound, he takes damage. He takes wounds equal to the strength of the attack.
Ooh.
So like that's his like his missing scale. So if someone brings Bard in the Windlance, he will literally shit on me because he'll be like, "Oh, Bard's ability, natural 6 without rolling, the Windlance does 10 wounds." And I'm like, "Fuck, Smaug's almost dead already. Your first turn was so good."
That sounds utterly ridiculous.
No, I like that. I like that design though. I was like, yeah, that's
so now, now you're back into the Hobbit.
Well, I've been talking about wanting to do Lord of the Rings models for a long time.
Yeah,
like a and long time.
Ridiculously expensive.
Yes and no. The interesting fact, having done a lot of looking at purchasing, digging on Lord of the Rings strategy battle game models, the good majority of it has been pretty free from workshops like price adjustments, quote unquote.
Yeah, like the plastic box sets have been at least like
they're like $20.
Yeah, $20-$25. You get 10 figures in it.
Yeah,
you know,
it's. I know you used to get more. You used to get like
16.
16.
That was only on a few sets though that you got 16 on.
But not that bad considering every other Games Workshop line has been, you know, jacked up to the nines.
The biggest problem with that is that the game really does rest on its heroes, and the heroes are ass-tacularly expensive.
Well, for heroes, my thing is
you're taking Smaug.
But no, you gotta get him on eBay. The old medals.
Yeah.
The new ones are they're fine crap.
Remember when everyone had complained about GW with fine crap? Remember that that was a thing?
Yeah, I do remember those things. It was awful.
That was the Halcyon days of complaining about GW.
Yeah, really. And the thing that was super frustrating about fine shit is like there's no reason it should have been that way. It was just offensive because there was no reason that the product should have been that bad. It was a switch to a cheaper material, and then they doubled the price.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Like, that is nonsense.
Paying $20 for one blister of a 25-millimeter resin figure is offensive in every...
Well, I mean, only offensive because it's resin. Because metal minis, single blisters, like 10 was the standard in 2004.
Even though
for a single workshop dude of like normal size, like if you bought an Empire Captain on horse blister, that dude was $10.
Yeah, I guess I'd give you that.
And like a lot, like the old Tomb King, which was just a Tomb King was fucking $10. You know, like, but I mean, that was the standard.
No, because like, if it, it wasn't on horseback, it was around like $7. If it was a single,
maybe it was $7.99. Sure.
Yeah.
There was a level, and then like adjusted for inflation.
I had to go back to my Mind Palace for a second to figure that one
mind
out.
Mind Palace. Were you looking through the files? Yeah,
yeah. I'm looking at a blister rack in my head.
That's one of the coolest visualizations of remembering things I think I've ever seen. Just like, oh yeah, I got a house in my head, and I go around and I look at things.
You know how I visualize stuff when I need to think about stuff? Like,
are you just wading through a mountain of like just a river of shit, and you're like, fuck, and you dig your hand in?
It's seriously in my head. In my head, when I need to pull up a random fact, I visualize like the early 90s way of looking at the internet, where it was like a cord and there was like a light ball, like a ball of light that goes
through the cord.
Yeah, through the cord. That's what I vision.
That's how you get your information.
And then it like hooks up to another cord, and like that's how I visualize my like my mind palace. Like, nice. When I need to figure out something, that's what goes on in my head.
Nice. My mind palace is a dungeon. There's fucking adventure.
Yeah.
There's traps. There's a beholder.
I have the old dial-up tone.
The beholder's name is Dave.
This is an old dial-up tone in my head going,
sick.
Joe's thinking of 56K over here.
Good times.
Yeah.
So Finecast is super expensive because they're like, the average mini is like 18 now. Yeah.
And then they're like, well, we're not really doing Finecast anymore.
Well, yeah, they fucking are.
Whoops.
Yeah. So, I mean, and the average Finecast single man is 18. If you're talking Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
That's the thing that's crazy. And one of the things I was like, remember how we shit on the White Council set for being 75 for four guys?
Yeah.
That's 18 guys. That's 18 a figure.
Yeah.
I was like, man, that's expensive. But fucking the average price of a single character for Warhammer 40,000 or Warhammer is $32
now.
So I guess in the end, the White Council's a fucking bargain.
Well, and it's funny.
And not like a joking Games Workshop bargain. Literally a bargain, because they're half the fucking price.
So I've been making a lot of terrain lately at home. You know, roads, rivers, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, I want to make some fucking terrain.
So I started making these really cool houses for Italian World War II, besides the point. But I did it in an easy way.
Hey, we got the pasta for soup.
We gotta put a little pasta
for soup, meatballs. Yeah.
But I figured out a way of doing it, so I made this like really interchangeable terrain. It's based off two molds, right?
All
right. And it's
all of your terrain is based off just two molds.
It's really cool. I can show you a picture in a second.
All right.
But the way, but
you should post it on the Facebook page.
No, but so I did it all out of two molds, and it cost me seriously to make the molds and to cast it all up cost me, I think, $16 to build a full house out of this.
Nice.
And I'm like, that's solid resin and everything like that. And I did that for $16. I cast windows and doors in the thousands, and it only cost me like pennies. It's like, you can't get away with charging $32. People will look through this.
Yeah, I mean, look through it because it's a window. Hi-yo! I mean, resin's cheap. There's a reasonable expectation of cost when you're talking terrain or any model. Yeah. And I feel that there's a reasonable expectation
of
cost.
This was done off two molds.
Yeah, that's nice. You know, little fucking house. It's good.
It's multi-part, and it's, hold on. It's,
I mean, it's not the fucking most amazing thing I've ever seen, but it definitely looks good.
Yeah, it's... You know, you can't really see on there, but it's stucco and brick and everything like that. It's actual casted.
Yeah,
it's just
that cool.
I designed.
I mean, it's just casted. It's not painted or anything. So
no.
It's a little different.
But I haven't done that yet.
Well, yeah, I mean, it looks good.
Yeah,
it looks like you'll have a lot of fun with your butt action with it.
Yes.
And
what's really nice is it's super. It's only just the two wall sections, like this front and the back, like, and it's just cut into different pieces, so that way I'm able to do.
And
that's
sweet. You can do ruin.
Yeah,
you can also do ruin buildings
and all that
really well.
Yeah, but the whole point is that. It's like, out of all the work to put into this, and that's a massive amount of resin that I use. That's probably at least a pint of resin, and that only cost me $10 for the pint of resin.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest is just the silicone molds and a couple odds and ends.
Resin is, in general, cheap.
Yeah, but and also, the thing is that, like, I can understand, like, a boutique system, like Arena Rex, who just put out has their web store open.
Arena Rex falls into the. I texted you about it. They fall into the cheap, expensive.
Yeah, but okay, but so they have some really nicely detailed figures. I don't think they're actually resin. They look resin. I think
they're
they might definitely resin. They're definitely resin. Okay.
Yeah.
But I mean, the figures, even the like the massive figures that they have, are $40.
Yeah.
And you only need like six figures to play that game.
I think you only need like three.
Yeah.
Like just. Bare like, and that's not bare bones. Like three is a good game,
and
it's cheap, expensive.
Yeah, and it's like those figures cost as much as a Space Marine captain, of which you don't even need.
Actually,
a
they cost less.
Yeah, you don't even need a specialized Space Marine captain to play the game. You could literally take a plastic Space Marine,
stick a flag on his back, and go, "He's a captain."
Yeah, put a Tyranid bit on him.
Yeah,
call him
his
captain.
He's a Tyranid veteran.
He's a Tyranid veteran, and that's all you have to do. But it's like, no, I kind of want this guy because this guy has a special badge he got from playing in the Apoopta sector.
You know what? Workshop has gotten so outrageously expensive with their baseline product, Warhammer 40,000. If you want to play Warhammer 40K and you own no models, you might as well just buy fucking Forge World.
Yeah.
Because the Forge World models are way better. They're way better. And they're now either the same price, cheaper, or marginally more expensive. Like, fucking Typhon, or not Typhon, they have a Nurgle special character.
Yeah.
Who is actually $15 cheaper than any contemporary model that would equal him on the tabletop from Workshop.
Steve, that's Warhammer 30K. You can't play that in 40K. It sure doesn't work.
I'm pretty sure if you put him on base and you say he's a Chaos Lord, you're good.
Steve, it doesn't work like that. You can't do that. Oh, my God.
Yeah, so
there's got to be a special name for, like, a science fiction rivet counter. Like that Grognard from Flames of War who gets into 40K and is like, you can't have that.
Who gets, like, super upset if you don't, like, if you're not different. I think that's just a Fluffy Bunny.
I don't know if it's a Fluffy Bunny, though, because a Fluffy Bunny usually...
Fluffy Badger.
Maybe, but like those people are generally
they get upset.
they build it around. They build their background around like their own fan fiction. Mm. But there's got to be a person who's like, well, you can't do this.
That's against the background.
Lord Poopdoor over there.
There's no way Raboot Gulliman would ever ally himself with Alpha Legion.
Yeah, the Alpha Legion were not at Ichtivan 7.
He's like upset. He's upset because he had to play you in a tournament, and he's like, these forces never fought. I just want that to be clear. Yeah, this definitely is a thing. I don't know. Space rivet counter.
Well, I mean, I was playing a game.
Spivet counter.
I was playing a game last Thursday, and it was two German forces playing against each other. And this guy came up with the sun and goes, look here, Timmy, these guys are reenacting World War II. I'm like, I don't know where to tell you what's wrong with that statement.
It's good times.
I think the kid's name was Timmy. I think he said, look here, Timmy. And I was like,
that's the fucking best thing ever.
Yeah, I was like,
you know what? I would say if you have a male child, it is worth naming him Timmy. Just for that. Just so you can go, look here, Timmy.
Look
or
here.
Jimmy.
Or
Timmy
Jimmy.
Or Jimmy. Just so you can, you can point things out at that note.
Yeah, let's go to let's shit on a Games Workshop a little bit more.
Okay.
You wanna go to our special rules that are some of our fans submitted?
Oh, there's some good ones.
Oh yes.
There was one on Cliff submitted one on the Planet Arbitrary.
He put that one on the Facebook too.
But he also if I'm not mistaken, he also took himself out of the contest because he did not want your Salvatore bullshit.
All right. So first one from Rob Hawkins. Plague drones of Nurgle oozing mucus. Prior to making a melee attack with this unit, spit on your opponent's face. If he shields himself in any way, the unit gains +1 to hit rolls as the enemy is distracted by the noxious mucus oozing from the plague drone's proboscis.
Good rule. Good rule.
He also...
It's in.
he also submitted one of my favorites, which is Tomb Swarm. Before rolling any dice for a Tomb Swarm's melee attacks, throw a scorpion at your opponent. If it stings him, any swarm rolls it, rolls of 6 inflict mortal wounds. I just love the idea of, like, scorpion!
And he's at a disadvantage because he's in Jersey.
Yes, that's true.
However, I will say, I'm gonna not let that one slide. That one's not in the rulebook because it would actually make Tomb Scorpions less powerful.
Yes.
Less powerful in the game.
Well, no, the Tomb Scorpions can still keep their OP I win overall rule.
Well, okay. If they keep the OP I win rule, then it's fine. If not, if this replaces
is it the only model in the game currently that has a auto win?
There's There's actually a decent amount of auto win conditions, but the two that
that's the only one figure auto win, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You take the Tomb Swarm, you declare that you are using Sudden Death, and you go, I'm burrowed. I choose Sudden Death of Survive for 6 turns.
Yeah.
Go.
Yeah.
And they just lose.
Yeah.
And I don't know, because I didn't really look into it, because the rules are fucking Candyland garbage. There's the Screaming Bell and the Tzeentch Sorcerer combo, which is officially canon, authorized by Workshop.
Yeah, they said, like, well, good luck finding people to play against if you do that.
I was like, that is the worst thing.
No, what you do is you go to a tournament that has prize support, and you say, fuck everyone else, I'm winning the prize support.
I'm going to win the tournament really, really fast and really easily. And so I said, the Tomb Scorpion, I made a flippin' joke about, like, Workshop finally made Tomb Kings good. If the Screaming Bell needs a target to activate its dice roll, I don't actually know, but if it needs a target to activate the dice roll, the Tomb Swarm is the best army in the game. If it doesn't need a target, then the Tomb Swarm, unfortunately, is still defeated by the Screaming Bell combo.
Oh.
Yeah. But if the Screaming Bell needs to shoot something, then the Tomb Swarm is like, oh, it's not on the table, bruh.
Bruh.
Looks like a win, bruh. So at the tournament, you have to play the Tomb Swarm list and hope you don't play someone else playing the Tomb Swarm list.
That's true. You're
just like, shit.
All right. Brett Miles, Glotkin, Festering Ballsack. Drop your pants and slam your testicles on the table. If they're cheesy enough to make your opponent groan, you can reroll all to hit rolls. Additionally, if you have a third testicle, you can reroll to wound rolls.
Finally.
Finally.
Finally an advantage for my third ball.
James Brandt, he submitted a couple. Doom Divers, upon activating this unit, stack the six mini carrying cases you've brought into a tower, climb atop the tower, then scream in the manner of a hallucinogenic goblin. If you're joyously plummeting towards the crowd, then throw yourself out of the gaming area. All models underneath are removed from the game.
That one's kind of my favorite. I just think of a few of the people I know who used to play Workshop, and just like jumping at a table. And then, like, their scream of pain. And then, like, in my mind palace, I imagine them rolling off the table and with this metal minis lodged in their fat rolls, just, like, softly, quietly sobbing about how painful it is.
You know, until I had kidney stones, the most painful thing I ever had was a unit of the 4th edition plastic knight goblins with the spears. I accidentally
pointing up spears.
Okay. I accidentally stepped on like two or three of them.
Oh, fuck.
And they went straight into my foot. That was probably the most painful thing until I had kidney stones.
Yeah, they were sharp as fuck.
Yeah, they were.
I saw a dude at a fucking Warhammer tournament. He went like he was using his hand to point something out, and he put his hand down on his pikes for his Dogs of War, and he's like three pikes went into his hand, and he lifted his hand up, and the fucking models went off the tray, and he was like, "Oh shit, I have pikes in my hand."
I've impaled myself numerous times.
And then the best part is like he was like, "Fuck," he just kept them in there, and he's like, "Okay, I need to get Band-Aids so I don't bleed everywhere." He gets Band-Aids. Ooh. He gets everything taken care of, and then his opponent's like, do those count as casualties? That's really funny.
Speaking of, Conjunction gave us the Blood Secretor. Final Fury, use this unit to slit your wrist and bleed out all over the gaming area. All allied unit models sprayed with the blood, only the model, not the base, may take a charge action. Additionally, you'll never have to play this game again.
Only the model.
Only the model.
It's a good distinction.
James
good distinction.
Got two right here. Daemonettes, a slanish, vivaciously disrobe, then seduce your opponent into a violent intercourse. If you are successful in making them climax, you must kill them as there is no enjoyment of this game. He also has Grace here. Thankful, hoof a fat rail of crank when you come around. Anything good was down to you, and blame anything negative on anyone else around you. So there you go. I think Scanner might win this one.
There was also a rule on the YouTube. Definitely.
Yeah.
YouTube comment.
Yeah, I'll see if I can find that one. This one is probably this one is pretty good.
Well, this is your contest. You gotta declare the winner.
Scanner might win with this one. Set your army up as per normal rules for setup. If your opponent also fields an army with square bases, flip the table while you scream end of times, motherfucker. You automatically win the game.
It's a powerful rule.
It is a very powerful rule. Timothy Franklin, this is another good one. Greater Demon of Slaanesh. drop trowel, get that shirt off, and tuck your pecker and ball sack in between your thighs. Tuck them right up there. See if you can get the tip of your pecker stuck up your butt cheeks. Do a little dance, all sexy-like, and ask your partner if they'd fuck you. If they would fuck you, kick the game table and fuck them right there on the realms of Battleport. If they wouldn't fuck you, tell them, I'd fuck me.
Goodbye, horses.
You can abduct any model, then the greater demon destroys this turn. They're yours now. Keep them in a hole in your basement. Knows them down every day.
Our bloods are crate me so hard. Bloods are crate me.
Oh, yeah, big fat one.
Oh, yeah.
That one might super win. Good. James Brandt with another one. He just likes to come up with these. Oh, shit.
Oh, he had a good time. I could tell.
Stupid iPad.
You blew it.
I did.
What's
fucking
the sticker
fuck
on the back here? Is that a demon? I can't even tell.
No, that's from Frozen.
No.
My daughter put it up there.
Fuck it all. Fuck it all.
Ugh. God damn it.
I don't give a shit anymore.
Vamp, Steve, vamp.
Fuck it all. Fuck it all. I don't give a flying shitty fuck. Yeah, that's how I'm going with that.
You know, when you've listened to that movie 1,000 times, you get really excited when your daughter's like, let's watch The Emperor's New Groove. I'm like, yes.
My spinach puffs! I fucking love The Emperor's New Groove. It am on the end! That movie, super underrated, in my opinion.
It is.
It's very, very funny.
The story behind that movie is hysterical, too, because it's like, the director of it kept on going like, it's almost done, it's almost done, it's almost done. Then Disney was like, it's supposed to come out in like 6 months. And he's like, yeah, I'm gonna need like 6 more months on top of that. And they're like, you're fired.
That's funny.
The poison for Kuzco. Kuzco's poison. That poison.
Kuzco's poison.
Got it.
The poison. And their fucking like lab outfits, you pull the switch and they have the fucking Rube Goldberg slide. That's not really a Rube Goldberg device, but you know what I mean.
Yes. James Brandt, Nablar Scrap Launcher. Before playing this special, remove all official Age of Sigmar toys from the play area. Take a bucket of your sprue bits, piss and shit into the bucket, throw mix onto the gaming area, wearing heavy boots, climb on a table, and repeatedly jump up and down, shouting, are you happy now, GW? I said, are you happy now? Available play as a single-player scenario. Cast Dwarf Infernal Guard, too legit to quit. After deploying this unit on the table, if you yell, see, we are a real army at your opponent, then the opponent must remove all of their Games Workshop models currently on the board, as they can't compete with that shit. Additionally, if you are wearing a Cast Dwarf hat, then you straight up rule.
You need a big penis hat.
Yes.
The fucking, the cap, the rocket launcher. the dicks on their
By
heads.
By the way, you know, we give Mantic shit about some stuff, but that statue that they put up in their parking lot.
Fisty Glue Man.
Fucking. Like, two other companies did that, too.
Yeah, Soda Pop Minis did it as
Soda
well.
Soda Pop did it, yeah.
They had the fucking Gold Ninja at the door.
I mean, like,
but Fisty Glue Man's amazing.
How ballsy of a company is Games Workshop that they're like, you know what? This is the wave of the future. That was like George Lucas talking about how awesome Jar Jar Binks is going to be.
Actually, I would say because it happened after the fact, that was like George Lucas just going like, oh, I think the prequels are the best movies I've ever made. Like, yeah. After they're done. Yeah. They're in the can. They've been in the theater. Yeah, the delusion. But, I mean, their design makes sense, the Age of Sigmar stuff, because I was reflecting about it, and I was like, you know, Games Workshop's goal is to sell models. They don't give a fuck if you play their game. And if you look at the way the Age of Sigmar stuff is all designed, it's clearly obvious that all fantasy releases from, you know, Age of Sigmar models, I would be willing to bet that if not 100%, 90% of every model they do for Age of Sigmar is going to be just a, like, fucking bolter or a helmet away from a 40K model.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, but here's the thing that
they're making more 40K models in their mind.
I got, like, one or two more of these, but On that model and on that idea, I like the idea of what Games Workshop said was that, you know how, excuse me, all of the Chaos models are on like 3 sprues.
Mm-hmm.
That they're going to sell a box that's just those 3 sprues, and they're like, this is the Chaos Force. This is the Sigmarites Force. I would love it if they did like an Orc and Goblin one like that, where it was just the 3 sprues of like 40 Orcs and Goblin models. They sell it for
Oryx.
whatever. I'm sorry, I'm not New Zealand enough to do a haka about the damn oryx. And to do, like, a fucking thing, like, of that and just sell that. Like, all, like, unique unique sculpts, mm-hmm. all, like, two-piece models, three-piece models, where it's all just, like, boom, 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 done. You know, not like, I have to put this arm here. I'm going to put this arm up higher because that's the only way that he'll rank with the guy behind him.
Yeah, I mean, they could have very easily designed a ranking game that would have been amazing, but they didn't, so no. Whatever.
Okay, so Cliff. This is the one that he put up on the
Planet Arbitrary page.
Yeah. Age of Shitmar rule.
More like Planet Fartbitrary.
Yes.
Nailed it.
While at the table, smear yourself with fresh poop you have excreted into your hand while cackling maniacally. You don't get anything because of this. You're just a shitty orc player.
Literally.
Yes, literally. I like that. That's a good one as well. There's the one from the YouTube page.
In my opinion, I would not ever vote for that because the Orcs and Goblins players have been shit on enough from Games Workshop that they do not need anything else.
Very true. Yeah. I'm going to see if I can find the YouTube one real quick. oh, here it goes. Age of Shitmar. It's the fourth thing that you type in Game Classy YouTube.
Nice. Sick.
Yeah. The top one is still Barbarossa Kawaii.
Living that dream. Oh, man. Dude, that game is the most lewd game ever. Like, the cards that people were complaining about. The best thing about that is the cards that people were complaining about. Like, this game's offensive. It's almost naked girls. The cards that they saw while they were bitching and moaning, they got nothing on the sum of the cards in that fucking game. There's one where it's a fucking, it's a German fucking girl with her fucking, like, legs spread wide, like, on a fucking, like, war games table, like a military planning table, and she's using the fucking prod to, like, push the troops on the table, but she's just sliding it on her gooch. And I was like, this is actually pornography. This is awesome.
This is one of the
most arousing games I've ever played.
Steve, it just sounds vulgar to me.
Yeah, it's going to be fucking great. I can't wait to play it. I want to get a copy and just bring it around. And if I think anyone will be offended by it, I want to fucking drop it down.
All right, Mad Cow Crazy. Keeper Secrets. Shh. When the Keeper Secrets makes a charge, bend your opponent over and fuck them in the ass. If you don't use lube, your attacks cause more wounds. If you give them a reach around, you get a reroll to hit. And if blood lubes your thrustings, you get a reroll to wound. This is just disgusting. I think this fits in perfectly with how GW treats its fantasy.
I think that's a fine rule.
There's a lot of anal sex in these rules.
Unfortunately. From our fans. Unfortunately. Well, I mean, obviously our fans like anal.
Yeah,
you know,
man, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with butt stuff, baby. Except
I wish Cyborg said that on Teen Titans Go at least once.
Ain't nothing wrong with butt stuff, baby. I unfortunately have to disqualify that ruling,
yeah,
and any other ruling using Slaanesh, because Slaanesh has been written out of Games Workshop.
Is it really?
Totally has. Hope it wasn't your favorite Chaos God.
I don't really.
Yep, literally gone. Age of Shitmar has declared that Tyrion and the machinations of Tzeentch have captured Slaanesh, and now, rather than having a name and a force aligned with Slaanesh, Slaanesh is known as the quote-unquote Lost Prince, and no longer has an army.
So no boobies?
No boobies. No boobies, no penors.
But Glacken still has testicles.
Yep, and you can consider Sigismund, the fucking mirror-looking guy, probably will not have a model. Like, he'll only have a legacy rule set. He will not have an updated, like, when they do the new Chaos.
They're garbage. Not redoing anything. This is all garbage.
Okay. I mean, that's pretty much true.
Cap Zork.
I mean, I would say that Emperor's Children players, you're fucking next.
All right. Emperor's Children, you're next.
Well, just wait. Just wait until fucking 40K 7th edition is Age of Sigmar. Just wait until they're like, welcome to the new age of Warhammer 40,000. No points. The fucking 40K players.
The age of the emperor.
I think the 40K players, rather than doing a riot or anything of the sign, they will just die. Like, actually just, they'll clutch their chests, they'll fall over, and they will be dead.
I think they'll deactivate like robots. Like, just
powering down. Bad rules, no.
Please, they've been dealing with bad rules for years.
Yeah, it's true. Although 6th edition is the best for it. I was talking to someone about it, how fantasy from 6th edition kept getting worse with everything they every new addition they did, and it got worse really fast. 40K at least has gotten better. Like, I would be so bold as to say it is unarguable that 6th edition Warhammer 40,000 is better than the preceding editions.
I think terrain rules are just as egregious as using DIP.
Sure. There are problems with every rule set for any game, unless it's very simple, which in most cases you can usually squeak by, which is why I like Alessio Cavatore's rules. But I just think the overall rule set is better. And in my opinion, Warhammer 6th edition was the finest version of that rule set, and they made it worse with 7th edition, and they shit all over it with 8th.
I guess. All right, so last one, Orcs' ability, where are they coming from? Nobody knows where they come from. Hell, they don't even have any women. So where do they come from? The controlling player controlling the Orc unit gets up on the table and takes a crap on the battlefield. Add a unit of Orcs onto the battlefield. If the controlling opponent complains about the action, replace the unit with a unit of Black Orcs. If the controlling player vomits, replace them with Savage Orcs. If the table next to your game complains about the action, add a unit of goblins to the field. If the store owner falls on the floor laughing at the current situation, turn the newly added orc unit into a unit of space orcs and use the stat line for the orcs in the current 40K orc codex.
That's good.
That's the next thing. I like that. So the next one I was thinking of was that what they're going to do is they're going to take all of the 40K armies and they're going to give them Age of Sigmar rules so that you can use them and play with your Blood Angels against the Sigmarites. That's going to happen, Steve.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to happen.
Oh, yeah. The Warhammer 40,000 players who think that they're like living in an okay and safe world, it's going to be like Attack on Titan. They're going to remember. on that day, 40K players were given a grim reminder.
They were given a grim Wait, he's a Titan? That show is just full of that show is just nothing but people screaming. That's all it is, and just yelling out their actions.
Yeah,
it is like
no, they definitely don't yell out what they're doing. That's a Western comic book thing, and
no, but
the Japanese appropriated it.
Yeah, I mean it's like them always like really angry and yelling about everything that happens.
Oh yeah, for sure. There's a lot of yelling.
I was watching it one time. I'm like, why can't anyone just be calm for 30 seconds?
Levi is Commander Levi.
I watched like two episodes. I don't know what any of this stuff is.
There's some fucking hype shit where. Levi is like the cool dude who like everyone's like, oh man, that guy's totally a badass. He's totally sweet. And like the fans of the show are like, oh man, he's so cool. And I'm just like, I'm like, I guess. I mean, he hasn't done anything. And like finally, like 20 episodes later, he does something totally fucking sweet. And I'm like, all right, now he's cool. He wasn't cool before.
Kind of like Boba Fett.
Boba Fett actually is never cool because he never does anything
cool.
But Boba Fett is a perfect example. He's like Sonic the Hedgehog.
I was listening to a podcast, and I don't know what it was, where someone was talking about Boba Fett, and they were talking about like, well, at least in theory, and the other person said, "Shut the fuck up." And it was just like he shut him down because the guy was just like,
"That's fucking awesome."
He was like, "Well, in theory, he just shut the fuck up."
Well, with the power of myth,
it was pretty much like that. I almost spit pop out of my mouth while I was listening to that.
That's great.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about some non-GW stuff. We're almost done for the dive.
I have to throw one more GW ragging complaint. When we worked at Games Workshop, actually, you might have been gone at that point, but...
I was still hanging around.
Yeah. When I worked at Games Workshop, unemployment. There was a mandatory Lord of the Rings tournament.
Oh, no, I've had to play another mandatory Lord of the Rings tournament.
There was a mandatory Lord of the Rings tournament, and this is what gave me a hatred of the game. Because, like, I always thought the models looked good, but my stance was, I don't know anything about the game. I think this is the worst rule set I've ever played in my life. This is fucking awful. What the hell is wrong with you? And the reason I did that is because our fucking bosses
didn't know how to play the game.
Didn't know how the game worked.
So they'd be like, bring 1,000 points.
And not like the fucking team tournament we had to play was two players, 1,000 points per player. Yeah. So we were playing a total 4,000 point Lord of the Rings games as a tournament. That is the equivalent of playing like 8,000 points of fantasy per player.
Yeah. No, I...
Or 10,000 points of 40K per player. It was the slowest, most awkward fucking thing I've ever done. And they didn't do a model cap. And I was talking about The Hobbit has warbands. Mm-hmm. And a warband is one hero plus a maximum of 12 figures. So
except goblins. Goblins can take more.
Yeah, they have a special rule where they can take extra, which is cool. But, yeah, like, that's the idea of, like, the game. It's a skirmish game. You're not supposed to play with a fuck ton of models.
If I remember correctly, I haven't thought about those in years. The Lord of the Rings warband rules were actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
Except the guy who would take Aragorn.
And then the War of the Ring rules are really good, too.
Oh, the War of the Ring rules, yeah. Well, that's because they're proto Kings of War.
Yeah, but they're also really good.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw this out there. If there's any super Kings of War fans, they might not like this. But in my opinion, I think the War of the Ring is a better rule set than Kings of War because it kept more...
Flavor?
Yeah, flavor. I love Kings of War. I think Kings of War is a phenomenal game.
Yeah, which is my complaint with Kings of War is that it doesn't have flavor.
Right. There's a bunch of universal special rules. There's no specific special rules.
It's like in The Fly when Goldblum was like, taste the steak. And it's like, it doesn't have that flavor. He's like, he gets a program and then he turns into The Fly.
And then he throws up on a donut. I think Kings of War is a phenomenal game.
Yeah.
I think the thing that would make Kings of War a little bit better are like, not a lot, because you can very easily fall into the realm of Workshop where you bury yourself in special rules. But, like, having a couple here and there is a cool way to be like, oh, that's pretty cool.
Well, yeah, I mean, you've got your Warmaster rulebook, and that's kind of what it is. It's like,
dude, Warmaster's like, oh, my God, it's so good.
But, yeah, the
Warmaster's very Kings of War. There's, like, almost no special rules at all.
Yeah, well, certain things have...
Certain units have a unique rule in the list, but it's like one or two out of the 12 in your army, which is exactly what you want. So, like, if Kings of War just added that, I think there'd be
So I read through Kings of War's second edition. I kind of like the way it's how you build your armies now.
Oh, it's phenomenal! I love the way that they have the troops. Like, you get if you take this it gives you these.
Yeah.
It's Warmaster.
Yeah,
it's fucking Warmaster.
So if you take one big block of unit, you get this many small block units.
Yep. And if you take a horde, you can get... Normally, when you take a full unit, you can take a hero, a monster, or a war machine.
Yeah.
But if you take a horde, you get a hero, monster, and war machine.
Yeah. It's interesting.
Very good design.
I would say if people... You know, I shit on it all the time, but you don't have to play with their figures. In fact,
that's the thing. A lot of people, like, you know, people going like, McQuality! About the fucking, about their fucking models. And, like, I'm like, just gonna, like, I mean, some of them, sure. In my opinion, they're elves. They're very, like, Tolkien / D&D elf. So you may or may not like that because they're really thin. Whatever. Their oldest models.
Yeah, I think their elves are the weakest in the range. I really like their...
The dwarves look like fucking dwarves to me.
I don't like their dwarves either, but I like their undead.
The undead are fantastic.
The majority of the undead.
Their orcs are really good.
Yeah, their orcs are pretty decent. Their metal undead are poop, but their plastics are really nice.
Yeah, the metal undead are all discontinued now. They actually they're redoing their ranges.
The human stuff, the Basilians or whatever they're called, those are... Okay, those are good.
Yeah, they have, the Basilians are mixing. Like, there's some units that are really nice fantastic. And some that are not. Their goblins are great. I love their goblins.
I think their goblins are pretty good.
They're not like workshop goblins. They're more like they're kind of like a Brian Froud style because they're really hunched over and they got the really, like, their fucking head is half a nose.
Yeah.
They're very nice. But yeah, they've got
very anti-Semitic.
Yeah, they've got super shitty models. Like, there's a ton that are really bad. Don't get me wrong.
If I had to make, like, if a Mantic was listening right now, they are not pushing hard enough right now to get fantasy players. Like, this is the prime opportunity. I know they're pushing hard, but what they need to do is they need to have, like, this, throw it together, throw a Lizard Man list, throw a Skaven list. I know they're working on it, but get it out there now.
There are not on
the official site.
What they have is they have on the... So, the Kings of War, they're not on the official site. You're correct. The Kings of War Facebook group, there's two. There's one called Kings of War Fanatics, which is mostly UK... Not U.S., but there's a decent amount of U.S. players on there. And then there is the Kings of War U.S., which is specifically for the States. The Kings of War Fanatics group was like 400 players a couple weeks ago. Since Age of Shitmar, Kings of War Fanatics is like 1,200 people now.
Yeah.
So on there, they actually released three rule sets. The Dogs of War, Lizardmen, or no, Dogs of War, Ratmen, and maybe it's Lizardmen. There's three lists.
I think if they're going to do anyone, Lizardmen would be the one.
There's three lists on there now that are beta. They're like, you know, hey, play with these rules for now, but they're not done.
They need to be on top of that. They need to get that out there and say, and at least even on some of the armies that they already have, start coming. Like
you can consider, like you, I guarantee you, that is now their top priority. Like after the debacle of Age of Shittimar, they are. That's, you know.
Well, like the human army.
Damn.
Like I would love to play with my empire for the human army. They have most of it. What they don't have, anything that works for like the big units, like fucking the Griffin Riders, Demigriffs, or steam tanks or stuff like that. They have anything for that yet.
They kind of probably do, because one of the things that's...
I just looked at the second ed list, and I didn't see anything like that.
One of the things for King's War is you need to look at every army in your alignment, because allies rules are a legitimate part of that game. Eh. And you can take, I think, 20% of your points in allies. So a lot of people who are, like, a lot of people who are orc and goblin players for fantasy, they go, if they were using a lot of goblins and a little orcs, they're like, I'm going to make my army base goblins. Here are my allied orcs. And then a lot of people who are orc players heavily, they're like, I'm going to play orcs, and here are my allied goblins.
Yeah,
so what you would do, the dwarves have a steam tank.
Yeah, something like that.
You would take a dwarf ally unit, and you'd be like, "Here's my steam tank. You
can only my steam tanks,
my quality."
I mean, that's seriously, I think that's like the one thing that they really need to push, because if they did that, people would be like, "Okay, this game works."
Also, the army lists are not complete. The ones they released, the complete rules for free, but the army lists aren't complete for whatever
reason. Are they going to be at Gen Con this year? I'm not going because I'm still on boycott.
I'm also boycotting Indiana, and I'm not going.
Okay.
But yes, they will be at Gen Con.
I wonder if they're going to have the second ed rulebook there.
Probably. The second ed rulebook.
For sale?
The second ed rulebook should be... Because that's...
I know there's...
Is Gen Con next month?
It's like in 2 weeks.
Gen Con's in August, right?
It's like August 1st.
They'll probably have it at Gen Con, because I think the official release date for the rulebook is like August 10th.
Okay.
I urge anyone who's upset about Age of Sigmar to like give King's War a try, because
legitimately upset about it. Like you're like, "Oh, I can't play with my fantasy figures anymore."
Cuz you can't.
The nice thing about it is too is if you don't like the block removal system, which some people really don't like.
They don't. The multi-basing options are amazing. And encouraged.
You can still, I've seen it played where where you could remove individual figures based upon hits, and it's not anything.
Yeah, you could do that if you want.
Yeah,
it doesn't change the effectiveness of the unit, but no. Sure.
Yeah, exactly. All right,
Kings of War Second Edition is a much improved rule set, and it reminds me.
I'm gonna leave that to you on saying if it's improved or not. I like some of the stuff that I saw.
It's way better. They worked with their fans to improve the rule set. Kings of War First Ed has been around for like three or five years. The print book came out in 2013, but like that was just the print version of the rule set that was already available. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. It really recalls to me like older editions of fantasy, where there was just less extraneous fucking bullshit.
No, to me...
Like, it reminded me a lot of, like, 4th Ed fantasy.
Dude, 4th Ed was a jumble mess.
Maybe it was 5th.
For me, it feels more like the natural progression of where they should have went with 6. Like, there was, like, the path less taken for 6. It's like, we could either go simpler and make it more streamlined, or we can make it 7th edition. And they went 7th edition,
That's one of the things that, like, in my opinion, the first most important thing that led to the destruction of fantasy and the downturn in players of fantasy, because the barrier to entry became so high, was not making the fucking regiments a fucking minimum 4-man frontage. That was 6th edition. So if you want to do fucking skeletons, 4-man front, 5 deep. And if you had, like, fightier units that you want more units to fight, then the 5-man front made sense, but it was a fucking choice. You'd be like, my Swordmasters of Hoeth, I think I'm going to make those a 5-man frontage. Like, I'll need more models to get my rank bonus, but I really want the extra attacks. Or you go like, I'm just going to do the four-man front. I want the mobility, etc. You know, that is the that was the first step into them going like, buy fucking 60 models for your units. And then we're going to have spells that kill your 60 model units.
I also, you know what I always hated about fantasy when I'm going back on it? I always hated that only the front rank could attack. Except with, like, spearmen or whatever.
That was one of the good rules that they had where you got the two ranks deep.
Yeah.
You got the extra rank, you know, the extra rank chops. And it's like, that's a good rule. And spears just give you plus one rank.
Yeah.
And then pikes give you plus two. Yeah. Like, that is a good rule. Like, yeah. That's good design. And like I said, I mean, they didn't ruin, every time they did a new edition, they did some stuff that was good, but they did not keep any of the stuff that was good about the previous edition and made it worse.
Variable charges. How about that?
Yeah, no. Super cool. You know, and a King's Wars game, you can pre-measure. Like,
yeah.
You can just measure whenever you want, just like War Master. You can just be like, okay, you're within 8 inches. I'm gonna charge you. You know, there's no declaration of charge. Which anyway, I always hated that about fantasy. I hated the like you could like declare a charge and like fail. I always thought that was kind of dumb.
I liked it. I like the idea. You know, they have that in Bolt Action too. Why do I always do this? I hate that I do this. But because
your butt action boner is too
high. Charge into hand-to-hand combat, and if you don't get the 12 inches, you have to stop at the end of the 12 inches, and then your opponent can mow you down with gunfire because you're out in the open. I like that rule.
Maybe it's because I've never failed a charge. I always thought it was kind of...
I never failed a charge. Look at me. I'm Mr. La-Di-Dum.
I played Unfair Armies, so I didn't fail... for Tomb Kings, I didn't fail a charge because I was charging in the magic phase. And for Demons, I didn't fail a charge because they were on cavalry, so they were moving like fucking 24 inches for the charge.
Okay, there's two more things I want to talk about. We don't have a lot of time left. But I think I'm going to declare the winner is going to be...
Is it Skander?
No. Sorry, Skander.
Oh, he was your favorite.
I think I'm gonna go with Timothy Franklin. Timothy Franklin with the "Would you fuck me? I'd fuck me." It's just like I think I laughed the hardest while reading that.
Would you blow to crack
me? Would you blow? No, that's not that one. That's "I'd fuck me." So Timothy Franklin, you could get a hold of me at joe@planetarbitrary.com. Send me your address and I'll send everything. I know he's probably in the UK or some other Commonwealth where it's gonna cost me like $80 in shipping, but whatevs. Yes. Getting a standing O from Steve. All right, two more things. One last thing on the Shitmar. It's something really fun to talk about because it's so shitty.
Yeah, I mean,
the amount of
people. It should have been their moment of triumph.
the funny thing is like the levels of denial that are going through people playing this game.
It's bad.
The newest one that I love is like, well, it's not the full rule set. They're going to be putting out a rule book soon. Like, so?
Do you think this
is going to be any proof on?
That full rule book's been spoiled. Do you know how big the rules are? 4 pages. Everything else, not rules.
Okay. If let's say in 2 months, like let's say before Christmas a rule, like they set out a whole rule set and for some odd reason it becomes a good game, I will eat some of Steve's weird Japanese candy.
My weird Japanese candy is delicious.
I will eat some of Steve's... I will sit here... Okay, I'll tell you what I'll do. If they come out with a good rule set by the end of... Let's say the end of this year, like January 1st, if there's a full rule set that comes out for this and the game is significantly improved upon enough where I'm like, okay, I'll get this is a decent game, I will sit on this podcast and drink a cup of tea with milk in it.
Oh, Jesus.
Whatever,
not in this house.
whatever the most like British tea we could think of.
We have a lot of British listeners.
Yeah.
British listeners, tell us your favorite tea.
No, your tea is gross. It's leaf water.
Well, yeah, I want them to tell us the favorite tea, so we have the tea lined up
so that when I can drink that nonsense on this podcast.
I'll have it in a glass case, and it'll say "In case of good, Age of Sigmar rules break."
And it'll have like a sheet that has, and I will sing. I don't know. God Save the Queen.
No, there's got to be a better British song. There's got to be a better British song.
London Calling. No, we're not.
I guess if you wanted to be really patriotic, you should just. Deutschland, Deutschland.
No. Well, if you've seen the picture of Queen Elizabeth doing the Heil Hitler from 1933,
Well, it's one of my favorite gags from Seinfeld. And he's like, you ever see some of the Nazis and those things, and they're really not in it. They're just kind of like Heil. They're doing like a little half Heil. No, fucking lazy Nazis.
I will sing Jerusalem. The hymn of the Anglican Church while drinking tea, and I don't know what else I can do.
I'll have a crumpet for you.
I will eat a crumpet.
No bangers. Because that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I have to give you bad British things.
So how about you just boil some beef? Just give me a slab of boiled beef.
I guess.
Yeah. No, I will sit here and drink a cup of tea if there's a good rule set for Age of Sigmar that comes out.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be fine. I'd be
no
okay
restrictions
with that.
On that. I'm talking like if they put out a full rule set that's significantly different from those four pages, enough where I could go through it and go, it's all right.
I'd be so bold as to say if they did something that it was actually like, this is exactly what these war scrolls are worth, so you can assemble a fucking game. Yeah. There was a hilarious post that was not kidding. They used, and I'm not kidding, they pointed Age of Sigmar. They've already, like, there was some fucking Bella Lost Souls thing where, like, these, like, dudes from Louisiana are like, we did all of this work so you could possibly play this game. And one of the top comment was my favorite. I was just like, that's a perfect dagger. Was like, generally, I like to play games where the designers make the fucking rules. And I was like, oh, shit. That guy was fucking ice cold. Like, I imagine at the end of that, he just fucking took a bite out of his jelly sandwich, and he was just like, yeah.
What, my daughter? jelly sandwich.
Hey, you want a jelly sandwich? Yeah. that's a fucking classic line from that movie where everyone's dressed as fucking Elvis and they fucking rob the bank with
3,000 miles to Graceland.
Yeah, 3,000 miles to Graceland, because like Ice-T shows up and he's like a fucking badass killer mercenary, and they kill like 25 dudes, and then they're in a house, and I think his name is Franklin, and like the dude's like, let's get some food, and he's like, hey, Franklin, you want a jelly sandwich? And like he's like he's fucking Ice-T, so he looks fucking cool as shit. And he's like, he's like, looks badass. And he just looks over and he goes, yeah. He makes him a fucking jelly. And then later they're eating the sandwiches, and I'm like, yes,
that's wonderful.
So if they do a rule set that's got points, so you can actually play the game, that would be impressive to me. But what I was talking about, the guys who actually pointed out Age of Sigmar, it's dollars. It's they pointed out Age of Sigmar, and they said they've played six games, and they said that thus far they have not felt unfair. You use a dollar amount of the retail cost of the product. they're like this is the most fucked up thing in the world. Try it. It's fucking bizarre.
That's actually really funny.
So they're like, we're going to play a $500 game, and you have $500 worth of figures versus $500 of the figure. And they're like, believe it or fucking not, it's turned out to be pretty fucking balanced.
That's fucked up.
It's totally fucked up.
Can I go off eBay prices?
It has to be MSRP.
I know, I'm
so just, I was like,
that's pretty fucked up.
Yeah, I was like, okay, then that's fucking weird.
That's like,
but you know what that reminds me of? That reminds me of, I don't, the workshop.
I just would like, I'd feel really bad if like we're like, let's play $1,000 game. And I'm like, I look at my figures, and I'm like, this is $1,000. This is $1,000 of my dollars worth of figures. Like, I would like have to seriously reevaluate my life.
You would just die. You'd just be like, cut your chest and fall over.
No, it would just be like a wake up call. Like, I would be like, I would take my figures, I would go to the nearest, like, trading post and sell them and do something worthwhile with my life if I saw $1,000 worth of my figures on the table.
Oh, that's awesome.
All right, let's hit a couple things real quick because we're out of time.
Sure.
Because I got to get home because I'm going to get a tree taken down in my backyard right now. First thing.
America.
The Fantasy Flight is doing a RPG system that looks pretty cool. It's called The End of the World.
Yeah,
have
there's
you seen
three.
There's four. There's going to be four of them now.
It's Zombers, Cthulhu's, Nuclear. I don't know what the fourth
robots,
is. In.
Robots and Aliens.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, that's they're doing.
You could do Terminator. Nice.
Yeah. But it's like a really cool rule set, and it covers through both the apocalypse and the post-apocalypse for whatever one you're reading.
That's
the
cool.
Cthulhu one sounds pretty cool.
Yeah.
But I also think that any of them sound like they could be decent games.
Fantasy Flight makes the best role-playing games for event-based play or like a couple shots, which is why I like their like special dice, because as a player, you don't need to learn the, like, the DM is the only one who really needs to know the mechanics. And as a player, you're like, I'm doing this. And you're like, here's your dice. Yeah. Go.
I mean, it sounds interesting, and I would take a look at it. If you're looking for, like, something to take, like, all right, so we've played this this Forgotten Realms campaign for 5 years. Let's take, like, a 2 weeks.
And Dragons for 30 years.
let's take a couple weeks off and play something different, you know? Second thing, Bones 3 is ending in a week. I think like $100 you get like...
I'm sure everyone knows.
$150 worth of figures.
Bones, my biggest disappointment.
It's not a disappointment. You just got a bunch of figures and you're like, this is too much for me. And then you took that box, you took it to the latest trading post.
I sold it.
You sold it.
Yeah, it was. There's some decent stuff in there. But Bones is like a weird... there's some stuff that's great and some stuff that's not great.
I would only do Bones if I was seriously DMing. And I wanted figures for Pathfinder or D&D 4th.
For sure. I think if I would have kept them for... And it was a lot of it's my like indoctrination still from playing Games Workshop miniatures games. But like what I should have done if I was DMing with minis heavily is just spray painted them specifically. Like these are green, these are blue, these are purple... Done. And fuck painting them, because fuck that. Like, there's no reason to paint 350 different dungeon monsters.
Speaking of shitty paint jobs, I went to my FLGS.
The fucking local game store?
The fucking local game store. And there was a... they had an Age of Sigmar demo up. And it was done with the Dungeons & Dragons minis versus the Rackham minis that are pre-paints.
That's phenomenal.
Beautiful. First of all, I went like, where the fuck did you get those Rackham figures from?
They're probably sitting around. Yeah, that Age of Ragnarok stuff, the circle bases, that's everywhere.
Yeah.
That's dirt cheap. You can find it wherever you want. There's no value in that stuff.
Yeah. Go ahead, use that for your Age of Sigmar stuff.
That's the lost memory of when Rackham killed their game.
Yeah.
They killed the game that made them a company because... AT-43 was popular.
Yeah. And it wasn't even that popular.
Yeah, that was... All right. That was an interesting time. I think Rackham was like a really good example of a company that was an up-and-comer, and they just shot themselves.
In my opinion, the golden age of minigaming was, I will say, the year...
I would say the golden age of minigaming is now, but
no,
carry on.
No, no, wait. 1999 to about, I'll say, 2006...
That was the golden age of Games Workshop gaming.
Well, I mean, you had so many fucking minigames. I can, like, off the top of my head, you had Cronopia, Clan, like, all the ones that I always talk about that you always make fun of me for talking about.
There's way more now, though.
Yeah, but you know what? It was like the Wild West of it. Like, you could, yeah.
Just the fact that, like, anyone was just like, I'm going to fucking make a miniatures game. Yeah. There was no Kickstarter. So, no. Like, games came out and failed.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and they would be like, hey, check out this cool game. You'd be like, no.
Yeah, that's stupid. This model is bad. Clearly, I have better Games Workshop model. Yeah. My
qualities. Okay. And last thing, I found this at a local half-price books.
Advanced Dungeons and Dragons. Oh, this is not second edition. This is
no, that's second. That's Waterdeep in the North, sir.
Are you sure? I think this is just
no. Not all of the second edition stuff said second edition. That's second edition.
It's really easy to just check the year.
Yeah. No. This is on the second.
Yeah. This is second ed. Yeah. This is 1987 second ed.
Yeah, and it came with the maps too. The maps are not great condition, but I was very impressed. This is a book I've been looking for a while.
Waterdeep in the North.
This was actually
Greenwood.
The first book released for
use with the Forgotten Realms fantasy world. I should have known as soon as it was Forgotten Realms.
Yeah. It was the first book, I believe, released for Forgotten Realms. So.
City Wards of Waterdeep, known Sewers of Waterdeep. You could also play the board game, Lords of Waterdeep.
Lords of Waterdeep, with a box so big you need it.
You gotta love the old map designs that they had, where just like, there's a bunch of unnecessary as fuck circles on the map. Like, I'm going to map every building in the city.
This is my favorite part, though, is like they have three maps on here, but none of the maps actually line up with each other. So it's like, this street does not exist on this map. This street does not exist on this
map. Are those streets? I thought those were like the wards.
Yeah, no,
those are the streets.
Yeah. Anyway.
Awkward.
All right, so before we run out, do we have anything else that we need to talk about?
I don't think so. Congratulations to the wiener of the contest.
Oh, yeah.
That's it, really, I guess.
What was his name again? Cool.
I don't remember.
I said it earlier. If you don't
remember. I've already forgotten. Welcome to the world of tomorrow.
And to some of our fans, this is just a shout out. This is no special contest or anything like that, but we're coming up on our 100th episode. I kind of want to put together something special. If you remember any bits in particular.
Yeah, baby, the fucking mind beast.
Yeah. If you remember any bits or something that you really liked and can remember the episode it's from, just let me know and I want to put together like a nice like reel for the fans.
I got nostalgic for the podcast.
Yeah, did you go back and listen to like the first episode?
No, it was recent. But someone one of the listeners mentioned the D&D trivia game.
Oh,
and I was like, fuck, I remember that was fun.
Maybe we can bring that back for the 100th episode.
Yeah, I'll probably lose.
Yeah,
the mechanics, it kind of makes me sad when we do that trivia contest. Because I'm just like, fuck, if this was like 10 or 15 years ago, I would not get a single one of these wrong.
Well, yeah. All right, so go to planetarbitrary.com for your Planet Arbitrary needs. Follow me on Twitter at Planet Arbitrary. You can follow Steve at nothing.
Yes.
Like our Facebook page, Game Classy Podcast.
We need to change the cover page on the Facebook page, by the way. It's still just the Poopy Indiana.
Oh, okay. I'll put something different up when I put it.
I know you like to put the little logo on there, so. Yeah.
If I don't do any, they won't know because this won't go up. I was going to say, if I don't get a chance to put it up tonight, it's not going up till Monday, so people can go F themselves. Game Classy Podcast on the Facebook page. Also like the Planet Arbitrary Facebook page, and you can also like the comment, subscribe on YouTubes and iTunes, the best way to help us out.
Yeah, those iTunes things are here's how the iTunes algorithm works. If a bunch of people give us 5 stars... we get pushed up in the rankings, but it's about the speed. Like, if 20 of you give us 5 stars tomorrow, that will be way more of like a push than if 20 of you gave us 5 stars once per day over the next 20 days. Because iTunes is, you know,
stupid.
Stupid.
Yeah. I don't care. We got enough people. Like, it just surprises me, like, when I get emails from certain people, like game designers or stuff like that, and they're just like, love your podcast. I'm like, really? You listen to our podcast?
We're doing, like, when we got the fucking email from Poots, the dude who made Kingdom Death. Yeah. I was like, what the fuck? Speaking of Kingdom Death, that's shipping in, like, 6 days.
Oh, man.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
I don't know what I'm going to do, because I'm not skilled enough to paint those models.
Just spray and dip them.
I'll probably just put them together and not paint them.
Yeah, just look at them on a shelf?
No, I'll play with them, but they'll just not paint them. They're really nice, but they're like, ooh, they're high end. Maybe I'll do like a really slow grow like painting thing. I'll just be like, I'm going to paint one miniature.
And finally, like our Reddit subreddit, r game classy, just for the hell of it. I don't fucking know. I don't care.
I want one of our listeners to make a sweet ass fucking theme song for us.
Game Classy, it's a podcast. You know what my daughter's really into lately? Speaking of theme songs.
Is it fantasy fiction?
Yes.
Because she shouldn't be listening to that.
No. No, she's really into gummy bears lately.
Like the show?
The gummy show bears? Gummy bears.
How is she into gummy? How is that a thing?
Because I have her, we don't put her in daycare over the summer because I don't work during the summer.
Netflix? YouTube?
No. I just downloaded them.
Oh, nice.
I got like the entire Disney Afternoon. So what I did was I took all the Disney Afternoons, put them into Movie Maker, and made like, this is going to be her daily cartoon. So it's like 2-hour block. It's Gummy Bears, DuckTales, Chip and Dale, and
Chip and Dale, Rescue Rangers, Chip and Dale, when there's danger.
Tailspin.
So, fucking love me some Tailspin.
So I put them all.
You know I love me some Tailspin, Joe.
So I put them all together, and like that's what she watches. So she'll just watch it all together. It's all just put together. But she's like, every time the Gummy Bears comes down, she goes, "Is this one of the ones with the theme song?" And I'm like, "Maybe." Because some of the ones that I downloaded don't have it.
They're dashing, they're daring, courageous and caring, faithful and friendly with stories to share. All through the forest, they sing out in chorus, marching along as their song fills the air. Gummy bears bouncing here and there and everywhere. High adventure. adventure that's beyond compare. They are the gummy bears. Magic and mystery are part of their history, along with the secret of gummy berry juice. Their legend is growing. They take pride in knowing. They fight for what's right in whatever they do. Gummy bears bouncing here and there and everywhere. High adventure that's beyond compare. They are the gummy bears.
I'm ending it right there.
Game classy.